Well, the in your novels that you write specifically, I've noticed this incredible knack that you have for creating a story, a fascinating story, but around fact. So, I mean, your books are basically nonfiction fiction books because they cross over.
They do, yes. Well, you know, that started with Majestic back in, I think, 1990 or 91, when I did not know much about the Roswell incident. I was vaguely aware of it before I had my close encounter in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1987, I published Communion. And in 1988, my father's brother, my uncle Edward Streber, my uncle Mickey, lovely, wonderful man, called me and said he had something that he would like to talk to me about. Did I know anything about the Roswell incident? And I said, yes, wasn't that UFO that crashed in New Mexico? And he said, yes, it was. He said, well, I know something about it, and I also know somebody who knows a lot more who would like to talk to you. And he had been in Air Force intelligence for his whole career, and so I was fascinated. And he said that he had been at Wright Field when the debris was brought there, and that the debris, that they had attempted to reassemble it and had not been successful. And I was fascinated, and I went and found Bill Moore and Charles Berlitz's book on the Roswell incident, read up on it a little bit, and then he introduced me to General Arthur Exon, who gave one or two brief interviews publicly that sort of confirmed in a smaller way what he said to me. And I talked to him for quite a while, actually, about this. And he started out by saying that everyone from Truman on down knew that what they had found was not of this world within 24 hours of their finding it. And that is an exact quote. He said that he had been liaison between the Air Force and the group that is publicly called Majestic for years, until 1963, in fact, and still periodically went to Wright-Patterson to consult. This was in 1988, I guess, or early 89. And I pieced together from that, from the books I read, from interviews, I went out to Roswell and so forth, a lot of information, but I had no documentation. My uncle wouldn't provide any. General Exon couldn't provide any, he said. And the result was I wrote it all out in a novel because I couldn't prove it. It wasn't it. I think Majestic is in large part a book of fact, but I couldn't prove it. So that was the first of those novels. Then years later, I got to a point in the close encounter phenomenon where there was so much that I was fairly sure I was right about, that I was fairly sure I could support, but I couldn't prove.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the genesis of the Grays.
So what you were able to do is take this gut instinct of yours, take some fact that you couldn't prove, and weave it into an amazing story.
Exactly. Like one of the central parts of the Grays, well, there are two of them. Two things. One is the relationship between the Grays and children. It's something I lived and something I have so many people have written me about the fact that their children are involved. And I've met quite a few children who were involved. And always I say to the parents the same thing when my child was young. You know, don't talk about it. Don't let them tell you. You know, don't tell them anything. They'll come to you if they need you. And they do. They come to their parents, and they tell their parents these things. So that was a central part of the Grays. But the other part was the interface relationship between a Gray and a human empath. And I don't know if you remember a very strange little piece of video that came from something called Rocket Films years ago, and it was a for a few weeks it was a big something. I was on CNN or somewhere talking about it, as I recall. And it's a video, just a few seconds, maybe 30, 40 seconds, of a gray which is sitting behind a screen. It looks like a glass window, rather. And it gets sick and begins to fall over, and two shadowy figures in medical clothing come up from behind and begin to support it. And in the frame of the video, there's a little green light hopping up and down. And I think it's authentic, this video. And I think that this is a video taken of a situation in which someone who was able to communicate empathically with the Greys was trying to do so. And for whatever reason, it failed. But I used that as the... It's also based on some things I was told, but I can't... I promised to keep them kind of silent, and so I can't really say it directly. But the book has everything I believe to be true about this type of thing that goes on inside the government in its pages as fiction.
What an amazing story. When does the movie come out?
They're getting along with the movie. The director is Wolfgang Petersen, who did, of course, A Perfect Storm and many other fabulous movies.
Right.
The Das Boot, The Boat. And as I understand it, they are hoping to get started production in the first quarter of next year. And I don't know when they'll finish, but conceivably, I guess the earliest possible date would be next summer. So it's coming along very definitely.